What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Mark Willard. It's Dibs and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibs on a Thursday, getting ready for the 4th of July tomorrow. Welcome back, 95.7 The Game. We're on until 6 tonight, and then we're taking tomorrow off, but we'll be back Saturday morning for Giant Stock with Sam Lubman and company, and then we'll be back on Monday like normal here on 95.7 The Game. But until then, Dibs and I, we got you covered until 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs, I was looking at the Kings roster because of the report.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. You got Zach LaVine, you got DeMar DeRozan, you got Malik Monk. You got a lot of overlap there.
That's a bonus, right? Still on
there?
It's
a bonus still, okay. Yeah. And you got a promising younger player in Keegan Murray. They just drafted Neek Clifford, I believe, out of Colorado State, who I actually like as a draft pick. I think he's going to have...
Yeah, they were good last year.
Yeah, they were really good. They almost beat Maryland, I believe, in the NCAA tournament. That was one of the best games of the
tournament. Oh, it was a heartbreaker, right?
I think in the second round. Yep. Derek Queen, who was a first-round draft pick.
Oh, he hit that running banker.
Pelicans hit the running banker.
Good call.
Amazing game. That got to be the best game of the tourney. I mean, there were some...
One of them, yeah.
Well, there were a lot of really good ones.
And that was controversial because did he walk or didn't he walk?
Yeah, you're right.
There is no gather step in NCAA. And in the NBA, that's a classic gather step.
Yeah.
But did he walk or did he not walk? And I was watching it in the casino in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
Yeah, that was the Saturday game, I believe. And felt like, watching it in real time, I was like, wow, what a shot. And then you break it all the way down to micro slow-mo. It's like, oh, that's a travel.
Oh, I think you traveled.
Yeah, I think so. But
they ruled Derek Queen did not travel. Maryland wins. Colorado State and Neek Clifford go home, but Neek gets drafted by the Kings. Anyways, I'm looking at the Kings roster because this report that broke from like eight different reports in Sacramento last night that the... a potential sign-and-trade of Jonathan Kuminga to the Kings is looking likely. And we even have people like James Hamm, who is plugged in Sacramento and works at our sister station, the ESPN station up there in Sacramento, an Odyssey station, and we love everybody up there. James Hamm saying he, at this point, would be surprised if Kuminga is not a Warrior by the end of the or a King by the end of the weekend. I'm not believing it until I see it. But I bring this up because I was looking at the Kings roster and I see Valanciunas is technically still on the Kings roster. He was traded to the Nuggets for Dario Saric. And he's still technically on the Kings roster because trades can't be finalized until the 6th of July.
Yep, Monday.
When the new league year all begins and all these trades and signings can...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Officially become finalized. So at this point, Valanciunas is still a king. Did you see the story about Jonas Valanciunas that broke today, though, Dibs?
No.
He is reportedly considering leaving the NBA for a EuroLeague move. So the Nuggets trade for him, and before the trade can even be finalized, he's already mulling leaving the NBA to go play for a team in Greece, in Athens. To be specific, because they are reportedly willing to offer him a multi-year deal that's worth a little bit more money than the potential money that he could get with the Nuggets. Anyways, it has no impact on the Warriors at all, but just crazy that Valanciunas is currently on the Kings roster, has been traded to the Nuggets, and is mulling leaving the NBA entirely to go play in Greece.
And I understand it for where he is, and I'm looking at his deal right here, and he's making 10.4 this upcoming year, and then he's set to make 10 the next year, but it's not fully guaranteed. I don't know what the guaranteed portion of that would be, but even if it's just half, he's on the hook for 15 more million guaranteed dollars, and he's 33. So if you can go to Greece and get more than 15 million guaranteed over whatever, 2, 3, or 4 years, maybe that's the time.
Weird.
Your option is to what? Go be a backup with Denver, or maybe you find your way out as a leverage play. If this is a leverage play for him, maybe if he wants to go be a part of a team with a better chance to win, or maybe he gets more playing time. I don't know. When Valanciunas has been here for a long time in the U.S.
At least a decade, yeah.
Yeah, and so you get to a point where maybe you just want to go back to Europe and be in a more comfortable spot.
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how this works. Like, say he leaves before Monday, before the trade to the Nuggets can be finalized. Does that trade get rescinded? Does it not happen? Are the Nuggets just left holding the bag and they don't even get the player that they traded for? I don't know how this would work.
I don't either. When, if a player decides that it's a failure to report, does the team get some financial cap relief,
maybe,
or does the trade immediately get undone?
I don't know exactly
how that works. A lot of these are different, and I'm thinking about Andre Iguodala when he got traded to Memphis. That was a classic trade where they're going to buy him out.
Yes.
And so they announced up front, we're going to buy you out. And so he never actually even flew out there to do the dog and pony show of like, I'm a Grizzly. It's like,
and I'm always going to be a Grizzly.
Thank you. I mean, he got traded and they were going to buy him out, and that's just the way that went. And so,
then he became a Heat.
Right. And then he came back to the Warriors. Yeah. So I don't know what this would be like if a player just up and decides he's going to retire. If that is cause for a trade to be rescinded, that's something to keep an eye on, though.
I don't know. And the 650 asks, didn't the Kings sign Schroeder on the 1st? They agreed in principle to the deal.
Right.
It cannot become official until the 6th. So all of these trades, whether it was draft pick trades ahead of the draft, or whether it was free agent signings, those are all not official, and they can all still be changed and added, and they could be part of sign-in trades and make a two-team trade, a four-team trade, and so on and so forth. So all these things, they are agreed to in principle, but they're not official until the 6th on Monday. So the Kings have agreed in principle, but up to that point, they could still work out a way with the Pistons, specifically on the Schroeder deal, to make it a sign-in trade instead of just a free agent acquisition. But again, that goes for everybody, not just for the Kings and Schroeder. It does not go for anything involving the Warriors, though, Dibs, because they have not agreed in principle to anything up to this point. So they're not waiting for anything to be finalized. They're waiting for anything to take shape in the first place. And based on what Bobby Marks told you and Willard yesterday, Dibs, what came apparent in my mind was the Warriors' nightmare scenario. I don't think it's that far away from actually happening. And maybe you and I disagree on what the nightmare scenario is. The nightmare scenario, one way or another, whenever it happens, is losing Jonathan Kuminga for nothing. He walks away, and you don't recoup any of his value, whether it's 50% of his value, whether it is 100% of his value, whether it's 20% of his value. You let him leave, and he brings you back nothing. That is a disaster. There are a couple of ways that that could happen. One way is, you could rescind the qualifying offer today and you could just let him sign anywhere else for any amount of money and you have no control over that. That's not going to happen.
Right.
The other way it could happen is if he signs your $7.9 million qualifying offer, plays out his fifth year in the league under that $7.9 million qualifying offer, and then leaves the Warriors a year from now as an unrestricted free agent, goes and signs whatever contract he wants, whether it's for $40 million a year, or it could be a veteran minimum deal. It does not matter. He would have no reason, or the Warriors would have no ability to get anything back for Kuminga if Kuminga chooses to leave at that point. Now, why would Kuminga do that? Because as Willard pointed out yesterday, and you were right there with him, Dibs, Kuminga playing on a $7.9 million one-year deal for this coming year, that's a major, major risk. Because who knows what the hell 1 year might hold. I mean, we're knock on wood, never want this to happen to anybody, but we've seen a rash of Achilles injuries, and not just from old dudes, from young dudes as well. James Wiseman and Tyrese Halliburton, two young guys. Tatum's also young, another younger guy who tore his Achilles. Also ACL injuries. You could have something that happens to you this season that drastically changes the course of your career. So it's a major, major risk. Let me ask you, Dibs, why do you think Kuminga might potentially be willing to take that risk and play on a one-year $7.9 million qualifying offer when clearly he's been wanting a whole lot more money than that?
Because you don't have any other best options. And right now, the qualifying offer's out there, which means he can go out there and take any offer from any other team, and the Warriors would have 2 days to match it. And so far, we're sitting here 17 minutes away from the start of day four of this process, and it doesn't feel like there's a lot of clamor for his services at a level greater than $7.9 million per year. So if you're Kuminga, yeah, if so-and-so team comes to you and says, you know what, we're going to give you 3 years and $54 million, $18 million per year. That's less than probably what he wants, but $54 million is more than $7.9 million. So at that point, he would probably take that offer and realize, all right, 3 years on whatever team, and then I can go out and be a free agent, unrestricted. And, you know, at that point, he's 26, and he still has a lot of prime left in his career. But right now, if there's no other offer and there's no other option, what is he supposed to do other than come back and play one more year and you get $7.9 million, which is not nothing. It's not what you would hope to get. It's not what many in your draft class have gotten, but you play one more year and you do this dance one more time of, you know, he's been a good soldier. He hasn't been out there like faking injury or complaining or pouting. I mean, there have been moments, but that's natural. So if you're Kuminga, can you do the dance one more time and play for this team one more year, and then you get to go out there and, you know, do whatever you want to do? That, for me, makes the most sense for him.
Okay, I hear you. And you threw out the potential. He gets, you know, 3 years, $18 million per, just to throw out a number,
sure,
from some other team.
Right.
And that gets offered to him. He might be willing to take that, but at that point, it's also the Warriors' right to match,
yep,
or to try to sign and trade at that point. And at that point, the power is taken away from Kuminga, because then it's the Warriors' decision to match the offer and keep him, or it's up to whichever team Kuminga agrees with in principle on a contract and the Warriors to agree upon a sign and trade for whatever the player value picks going back to the Warriors might be. And that might be difficult, and the Warriors might not be able to come to an agreement. So then they say, all right, what's better, having Kuminga for 3 more years at $18 million per year or letting him walk for nothing and getting nothing for him?
At the end of a year.
Right. Well, that could happen right now.
Right, if he got that offer.
He could get that offer. The Warriors could say, that's too rich for our blood. All right, JK, bye. And they get nothing for him at that point.
Right, but if they make that decision, then you at least have the money to go out there and sign other people.
True.
If you give Kuminga $18 million a year, and Bobby Marks told us that yesterday, that, you know, 17 is about the most, 15 to 17 is about the most that the Warriors would be able to tolerate to stay out of the punitive tax and the aprons, and I won't bore people with all the minutia of it, but $18 million, and he actually said $20 million was probably the walk-away point.
Yeah.
So if it's 18, you got to rub the beard a little bit and think, well, Kuminga for 3 years, and really Kuminga for 6 months if we want, and you know, you could trade him and his $18 million at the deadline and get $18 million back in player because you're not then slave to the sign and trade provisions, or you let him go, which is not ideal, but you're able to use that money to get, whether it's Horford and Melton and maybe one other player, and you know, you get better in the near term. That is the calculus that you have to kind of solve.
Yeah, no, I agree. But again, then the decision doesn't ultimately lie with Kuminga. And if this takes a while, Dibs, which it very well might, then what's left for the Warriors to spend money on if, say, the Kuminga situation takes another week or two to play out? Like, what's left for them to spend that saved money on if they let him leave for,
right,
for whatever?
Not a lot. And that's why, you know, Mike Dunleavy talked about how they really want to have this thing done,
yeah,
early. And here we are July 3rd, and day four is 13 minutes away from actually beginning. And so it hasn't really gotten done early. But if you're the Warriors, you realize that what's happened already in free agency was probably too rich for your blood anyway. I don't think that the Warriors have missed out on anything. Like, DeAndre Ayton and what he's going to get from the Lakers is more than you would have been able to spend. And Miles Turner, too much. And Brook Lopez, I believe that's too much. And Clint Capella and all the other centers that you maybe had your eye on. I do think that all those players were going to be outside your price range anyway. So for me, I don't think that the Warriors have really missed out just yet on things that they might want or things they might be able to afford.
Who knows what the next week or two might hold? And maybe this is
24 hours,
maybe,
even, right?
Yeah, maybe this is a Kuminga thing that doesn't resolve itself for a while. I mean, this could carry on through most of the month of July, potentially.
It could.
It could.
I do think that, you know, you're going to start to see the teams that are out there with the ability to make him a restricted free agent offer. I don't know if that's going to continue to be something that's viable as we get further down into next week. It feels like teams are going to have made their decisions on players a lot by then.
Okay, and I hear you, and I agree. So I think with that in mind, Dibs, I think we can come to a relatively safe conclusion that the market for JK just isn't really there. And it's not just for him. I mean, this is something that Bobby Marks told you and Willard yesterday. It's a bad time to be a restricted free agent, and a free agent in general, but a restricted free agent specifically. This is not just Kuminga, although Kuminga's wonky 4 years with the Warriors is definitely a factor in this. And we're debating this based on if he got, say, a 3-year, $18 or $16 million per year offer. I don't think he's getting that. I don't think he has gotten that. I don't think he will get that. So let's zoom out and attack this. Let's play this out from a different angle. Let's just assume, Dibs, that Kuminga's market is relatively dry, which seems like it is. He's not getting the offer that he's willing to sign on, that he wants, that he would will it. Because, again, if it's a sign and trade, he has to sign for 3 years, which means he's tying up the next 3 years of his career. And, I don't know, is the only team that's willing to sign him his dream destination? Is he only dead set on the team that's going to pay him money, or does he want to go to a spot where maybe he has a chance to flourish and a chance to win? I don't know exactly what Kuminga wants, but let's just pretend, and I think it's a relatively safe assumption, let's just pretend that he's not getting the offer that he wants. So he's not going to sign that multi-year thing. Let's also think about his relationship with the Warriors. I think, personally, based on what I've heard, Dibs, he is frustrated with the Warriors, he's frustrated with Steve Kerr, and he doesn't really want to be in Golden State anymore. That's my read on the situation. And if that's the case, he's going to have no reason to help the Warriors out. He's going to maybe feel some type of way about the Warriors, so much so that he is willing to take a risk himself if it means he can kind of stick it to the Warriors a little bit based on how they've handled his 4 years here. And if that's how it plays out, I think it becomes very, very possible that he says, you know what? The market is terrible this year. I'm not getting the offer that I want. I want to minimize the amount of time that I play on the Golden State Warriors for the rest of my career. So I'm going to bite the bullet now, and I'm going to be upset in the short term and take a one-year, $7.9 million qualifying offer from the Warriors. And there's nothing stopping him from doing that this second, by the way. And the Warriors are stuck with me at a cheap number for the next year, and then I leave for free a year from now. And that, to me, Dibs, for a team that is trying to maximize the value on their roster at this second, given the age of their stars, that to me feels like, in terms of realistic scenarios, the Warriors' nightmare scenario.
Well, what else are you going to do if you're the Warriors? And I take everything you said at face value about Kuminga, and I do believe that there's a part of it where if I'm, you know, whispering in Kuminga's ear, I'm saying, okay, fine, you're coming back for 7.9 qualifying offer. Let's go out there and show the world how good you are. It's not to go the other way and, oh, my neck and my back, I'm going to miss 20 games. Because if you're Kuminga and you come back in that scenario, I do think that you want to build up your value as much as you can into a year next year where the cap is going up by 7%. And yep, more teams are going to have money as opposed to this year when nobody has any money. So I don't think it does him any good to go into full-on, like, pout mode, sulk mode, or, you know, I'm not going to play mode. And, you know, for the Warriors, think about what they got for James Wiseman, number two overall pick in the draft, and turned out that was the wrong pick, and I won't Tyrese Halliburton you because I thought they should have taken Obi Toppin. And going into the draft, I was big on Obi Toppin.
What about LaMelo Ball, Dibs?
I was not into LaMelo Ball because you already had your starting guards and you had Jordan Poole. So did we really need a fourth guard? I liked Obi Toppin as an athletic finisher, a guy who could rebound and defend a little bit. And it took him some time to be now a good, serviceable NBA player. But that was my guy at the time. So I'm not going to sit here and, like, pretend that I was all, oh, Halliburton, I was there from the start, because I wasn't. But you had Wiseman, and what did you get for Wiseman when you traded him? Like, 5 second-round picks?
Well, you gave up a bunch of second-round picks, and you got Gary Payton the second back.
Okay, so
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about, like, getting pennies on the dollar, you've already been through that.
Oh, yeah.
And even Jordan Poole, you got 1 year of Chris Paul, and my partner Mark Willard likes to say, well, you got that salary slot, and you got below the tax. Big
deal.
Did
nothing with it.
You did nothing with it.
Yeah.
And he walked for nothing.
And
so,
you sent away Ryan Rollins, who's an okay player, and a first-round pick with Jordan Poole, for them to take that contract.
Yeah, and PBJ, I think, was a part of it as well. Patrick Baldwin Jr.
He's no longer in the league, I don't think.
Right, but my point is, you've already done this, so it's not like you've done this and it's devastated you. You did it, and you still won a championship in and around that era, and now, yeah, you're all in on Steph Curry. And so if Kuminga doesn't fit, then you got to do whatever you can to maximize the last 2 years, and if it means he leaves for nothing, that's an inconvenient truth. Shout out Al Gore, but it's something that you may be facing.
I think they are staring that in, they're staring down the barrel of the gun with that, because I've been in this whole process trying to find the way in which Kuminga has power. And up until Bobby Marks opened my eyes yesterday, and we got to take a break here in a minute. I will play a lot of the Bobby Marks when we come back, so you'll get exactly what I'm referencing. But up until Bobby Marks opened my eyes yesterday, Dibs, the only power I thought Kuminga had was just waiting, being patient, and forcing the Warriors to feel like they're missing out on other opportunities because they can't solve the Kuminga opportunity or situation. And then the Warriors, maybe they feel a little extra motivation to do it. They're willing to take back less in a sign and trade, and they send him off to wherever, and they agree to the deal. Or maybe they offer him enough money to where he can put their differences aside and say, you know what, that's enough money for me to come back. But I also now realize, Dibs, Kuminga has that on his side, and he has the detonation scenario where he just says, all right, Mike, all right, Steve, all right, Joe, I'll come back for 7.9. You can't trade me because I have a no-trade clause if I take that qualifying offer, and even if I do agree to a trade, I'm only worth $8 million next year. You're not getting anything back for me. And then I'm just going to leave for free a year from now.
Right.
And I think the Warriors will do everything in their power to avoid that. So that's where Kuminga has some bargaining power.
A little bit, but if you want to tank your own value, then tank your own value. Because we were able to do pretty well last year without you. We DNP'd you, and we still beat Houston. So if you want to go that route, fine. You can go that route, and then we'll see what happens next year in April and in May. Let's see where your value's at then. Oof. And nobody wants that scenario, You know, if he's going to play
standoff
that...
standoff for the whole season.
Right. You want a good young athletic player to play for you and help you win. That's what you want. And if I'm Kuminga, I want to be able to go out and average 16 a game and then shake Joe's hand and say, thank you for 5 years. I'm a free agent. Deuces.
I think Kuminga would kind of enjoy that. I think he would, considering how frustrated this 4 years have been for him.
I get it, and we can get into this more on the other side, but if you want to look at the other restricted free agents right now, Cam Thomas and Josh Giddey, they don't have contracts either. Uh-uh. So it's not like Kuminga's the outlier. There's no money for anybody.
It's a weird, weird market, which again I think is why you have a motivation to not sign a multi-year deal now, and you just re-up as soon as you can when the market recovers. The market's going to recover next year. So don't sign a multi-year deal now. And if it's a sign and trade, it has to be 3 years. I don't think that's in Kuminga's best interest. We can talk more about that. What do you think? Is this the Warriors' nightmare scenario? Kuminga just takes the qualifying offer and leaves in a year? 888-957-9570. Plus, we have so much sound you need to hear, including from Bobby Marks yesterday. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.